It's about to get ugly in here. I just want to let you know in advance, some of you aren't going to like me. And I'm okay with that because sometimes the truth hurts. You have to be honest. You have to be in a person's face. I'm not joking with this intro. This is going to bother a lot of you. And it's meant to. It's meant to get your attention because I am sick and tired of so many of you in my life, in my email box, in my messages, in my texts. So let's get into it. Hang on. That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Also, we're brought to you by wellbuiltbody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. Wellbuiltbody.com. Let's jump into it. Today's podcast is going to hit a few of you right in the face because you made it happen. You pushed some buttons. You got on my nerves. You always have an excuse. You can't seem to get it right. You're always sinning. And I'm here to speak to you today. And it's more than just a couple of you. There's about 15 people off the top of my head. I could rattle off your names. I won't. But this is dedicated to you. You know who you are. So what does it take to serve God? Prayer? Sure. Bible reading? Okay. Meditation? Of course. Anointing? Helps. Church attendance? Oh, yeah. Okay. All of these are simply great and necessary, but there's one thing missing in today's world. It's the ability to quit being a wussy. You can say that with a P in front of it if you want to. Quit being a whiner, insecure. Quit making excuses. Quit always making it someone else's fault. There are a lot of boys out there in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Yes, they're boys. And they have this problem. They can't seem to get beyond their own ineptness and self-absorption. The problem is you, not the system. The problem is you, not your parents. The problem is you, not your money. The problem is you, not your upbringing. The problem is you, not your background. The problem is you. Luke chapter 14, verses 15 through 20. Jesus gives a parable about a man who has a banquet and he's throwing a party for a wedding. And he invites all of his friends and none of them come. They all got these stupid reasons. I got to take care of my ox. I got to plant a field. I got to do this, that. And he gets ticked. He says, none of you will taste my kingdom. Not because they had good excuses, because they had excuses. Not because they had bad excuses, because they had excuses. He then says in the next two verses, check this out. If someone is not willing to hate his father and mother and sister and brother, and yes, even their own life, they are not willing to carry their cross for me. They are not worthy of me. What is he saying? He's like, I am so tired of people's excuses. It is tough. It hurts. It's hard. It sucks. It's uncomfortable. You'll get made fun of for whatever it is in life, but you have to pick up your cross and walk. Hate to think of something that you would want so badly and just be willing to let it lay there. You know, this word there, hate, in fact, it means to think far less of oneself, meaning you don't matter anymore. Your excuses don't matter anymore. No one cares. I can't seem to pray or read the Bible consistently. I can't seem to go to church or I can't pray for people. And I seem to keep sinning and I don't care. I don't care about your excuses. And neither should you, because you don't matter anyway. You do it anyway. You don't matter. Your excuses don't matter. Do it anyway. Do it anyway. I hate when a team folds at the end of a season because they're trying to move up in the draft pick. I hate when a person calls himself a Christian and has excuses as to why they can't serve him, love him, seek him, why they keep sinning. Imagine you just won $1 billion, but you won't enjoy it because you just found out that you will only live a few more months because you're smoking. Now, if you quit smoking, immediately you will live. In fact, probably another 50, 60 years. You have plenty of time to enjoy that billion, that's with a B, dollars, but you just don't want to quit smoking.
I just can't seem to quit smoking. You know, it's just harder than you think. It's very addicting. And
if that's you, you're an idiot. Of course you can quit. You just love your excuses. You just love being a wussy. You love being a whiner. You love being a loser. You love being a narcissistic blamer. But you could quit if you really wanted to. And you could enjoy that $1 billion, but you just don't want to. Newsflash, It's not whether you want to, it's whether you want it. You just don't want it. So save us all an earful and just own up to it. Own up to it. I'm not talking about the $1 billion, by the way. I'm talking about you just don't really want to live all out for Jesus. That's why you make excuses. Okay, I can respect that. And if you have excuses as to why you are not living for God, you are the same idiot who won't quit smoking so that he could enjoy the $1 billion. But if you did want to quit being a wuss, you need to build a plan of resilience. So choose a couple things every day that are hard to do and then do them. Could be taking a 5-minute freezing cold shower. Go without lunch every day and pray during that time. Get up and do 100 push-ups. Give money you don't have to a person in need. Join a boxing gym so that you get punched in the face every day. Learn to do hard things. Take responsibility immediately for everything in your life. Pick 2 or 3 hard things a day to do and do them. Also, read a David Goggins book or a biography of some other BAMF, that's B-A-M-F. Read the Old Testament in real time. There are all these heroes in the Old Testament, and we make them sound like they're just storybook fairy tales. They're real people. Live it, feel it, breathe it, smell it, think it. What would you do in those situations? Would you get tossed into the fire?
I would. I would stand up for God. You could toss me into the fire. I'm not going to bow to the idol. You can't even get a job. You can't even get to church on time. You can't worship. You can't pray. You can't share the gospel. You can't obey your mom. You can't move out of the basement. Save it.
Hang with guys who love Jesus and are certified. Certified bad mama jammas for Jesus. Do what they do. Hey, here's one. Finally, imagine what your life would be like if you were 100% sold out for Jesus. Now look at all the things keeping you from that. And then look at what your life would be like if you were 100% sold out for Jesus. And now look at all the things that are keeping you from that. And then look at your life if it was sold out 100% for Jesus. And then look at all the things keeping you from that. And then look at what your life would be like if you were 100% sold out for Jesus. And then look at all the things keeping you from that. I'm being serious. Look at it, feel it, taste it, understand it, know the pain. And then change. Choose to be the man of God. And if you don't want to, don't talk to me about it. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants. Well, some of you anyway.